Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hard line, 6:06 to go in the third quarter. Commanders up 13-6 in Madrid. All right. To the NFC South, Sammy, what can you tell us about the Falcons and the Panthers in Atlanta?
So this number has ticked up to 4 at a bunch of books in Las Vegas. BetMGM 3.5, a juicy one, -118. You know, it's funny. Last week we joked about not betting Carolina because they have now lost 11 straight games when they're favored. But isn't this that role that we like Carolina in? I could get behind the Panthers plus the 4. Totals come down 2 points, 43.5 to 41.5.
Are you surprised that the, I'm guessing the answer is yes, based on what you just said, that the move like this weekend has been towards Atlanta? Because the first move of the week, obviously, as you detail, was towards Carolina. And I felt like a lot of sharp people I talked to, people I respect, all like the Panthers. I thought for sure this was going to close 3. And now, like, we're almost at 4 at MGM and 4 at other places. Are you surprised by this movement?
A little bit. I mean, Carolina's an overachieving team, so I understand the market maybe betting against it day of the game, but I just can't with Michael Penix Jr. I'm sorry. I think people just can't quit the Falcons. It's one of those teams that people love to bet on every year. They love to bet the win total over. They bet them on a week-to-week basis. The talent is there. I just don't trust the quarterback. So if you're going to give me 4 with Carolina, that will make the card.
I wanted to, yeah, I'm one of those morons. I love Michael Penix, and it's probably really stupid. I wanted to lay 3 with Atlanta. I don't think I'm going to get that opportunity here.
No.
So maybe as Sam said, like what you'll be able to do is maybe take 4 with the Carolina Panthers, the number 3.5 -18 right now at BetMGM. Well, the reports are coming in, Sam, and it looks like this is going to be official. Keon Coleman, Bills receiver, going to be a healthy scratch for this game. This was reported last night by a couple like Bills sources who are not like verified the way the Ian Rappaport is or Adam Schefter is, but it looks like those people were right. So congratulations to them. Apparently showed up late to meetings on Friday. So he is a healthy scratch for today's game. We do have some wins in the forecast here, Sam. Curious what that means for the total. What do we got with the 6-3 Bills off the loss to the Dolphins last week, hosting 6-3 Tampa off their loss to the Patriots?
This total continues to plummet. We saw a 50.5 7 days ago. 50.5. We're now 46.5 at BetMGM. Superbook, as we speak, just went to 45.5. So there's definitely some weather that will affect this total. The side really hasn't moved. We saw a couple 5.5s, but those are all back to 6. BetMGM at 6. The big movement, you alluded to it, 50.5 to 46.5, 46 on this total. And as I said, Superbook now 45.5. They are shorting offense in Buffalo.
You want to do anything with this game one way or another?
I like the Bills. Teaser. Got to find something to tease them with.
Baltimore?
Could do Baltimore. Could be Baltimore for sure. How about Jacksonville to 8.5 against the Chargers?
I hate the Jaguars. I can't do
I know. It. I know you got to do it, though.
Do you?
No, you don't have to do anything, actually.
No, you don't. No, there's no way I can do Jacksonville. I do like Buffalo. Should we just like lay the Bills straight here? I wish I had laid 5.5. I didn't.
Yeah, you can't find a 5.5 anywhere on the board right now. Everybody's at 6. There's some 6.5s offshore. I don't hate a -6 bet, especially off of last week, because nobody wants to lay it. I shouldn't say nobody. I shouldn't be hyperbolic. But most people aren't going to lay 6, considering the Bills just lost to the Dolphins last week. That's how the NFL goes. You got to bet what you last saw and react to that, right? So that's sort of where I'm at here. I think Buffalo bounces back.
And just to really punch home that point that Sam just made, betting what you saw last, Washington gave up 1 billion points at home to the Lions. The defensive coordinator got demoted. Miami beat Buffalo. So, of course, right now in Madrid, the Commanders lead the Dolphins 13-6.
That's why the Vikings are going to beat the Bears, because NFL.
Well, I mean, that's why the Vikings, and probably like 38-0, and J.J. McCarthy is going to throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. It is all absolutely ridiculous. But, like, on field for this game, like, in addition to the weather and the market and what happened last week, I really think no Bucky Irving for Tampa, Sam, and no Chris Godwin makes this offense way easier to defend. And are we sure Baker Mayfield's healthy? Like, 0 scrambles last week coming out of the bye? I think the Bucs might be walking into a buzzsaw here against Buffalo.
I had a wise guy tell me about a month ago. I think I told you this story on the show. I said, well, Baker might be concussed. And he goes, Baker's been concussed since birth. And I laughed. Like, okay, fair enough. It is wild, though, because once we started talking about Baker, not you and me, but a lot of people started talking about Baker for MVP. Ever since that Lions game, man, he's been off. The team has been hurt. The O-line's been banged up. It's definitely been an interesting month for Tampa Bay.
Baker's concussed, not running the ball.
He was dropped on his head.
As a very young boy. We're kidding, obviously. He's a very rich NFL quarterback, won the Heisman Trophy. But also, yes, maybe it might be concussed. The oblique injury. Bills hosting the Buccaneers. That's another wins game. We'll keep you updated as we move closer to kickoff at 1 o'clock Eastern. Well, a game that is very near and dear to my heart, Sam, is the Green Bay Packers visiting my New York football Giants with Brian Daboll fired. Mike Kafka, I think from your neck of the woods right in Chicago, takes over as the interim head coach. Jameis Winston starts today for Big Blue. What do we got with the Packers and the Giants at MetLife Stadium, like 25 minutes from where I am right now?
Former St. Rita Mustang.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Mike Kafka, Chicago Catholic League Blue.
Course.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then Northwestern, and really, really good dude. So I, after saying last week the Giants suck, I found myself betting 7.5 this morning on the Giants because I believe in the Jameis magic, at least in the first start. You go back and look at some of his first starts, including last year, his first start in Cleveland. They beat the Ravens outright, and then he regressed as he usually does. There's something about that fired coach bump, Jameis bump, that has me all in, not all in, excited on the Giants +7.5.
All right. You bet on this week 11 NFL Sunday. Man, yeah, I pretty strongly disagree with you.
I know.
Just think the Giants might be the worst. This idea, Sam, that like they're the 85 Bears or like the 2007 Patriots and the coach was holding them back. Like that's what they would have you believe, like the press release. Like we believe in this young nucleus of talent. Really? Like you do? You lose every single game you play. And this is, Sam, this is like what we just talked about. Packers look terrible on Monday night, lose to the Eagles, lost to the Panthers the week before. I'm actually surprised that you don't love Green Bay. And this seems like a Sam Paniatovich Green Bay spot. I'll be on Green Bay, I guess, all by myself here laying the 7 against my favorite team.
I'm mesmerized by Jameis in these first starts. Call it hypnotized. That's what it is. As for movement in the game, it's been a steady support of money on the under. This number was 45.5 on the open. BetMGM 41.5. So a 4-point dip on the total.
And it looks like it's even going down from here. No Darius Slayton for the Jets. They have no pass. If Jameis pulls this out of his derriere, I will tip the cap if he's able to make it happen today. I don't see it. I've been wrong a million times before. We'll see how this goes. I do like the Green Bay Packers today to beat my Giants. You mentioned, Sam, that there are some 2.5s out there. The number is still 3 at BetMGM, but take us through what's happening with the Chargers and the Jaguars in Jacksonville, a rematch of that really fun wild card game a couple years ago. Chargers went up 27-0 in the first half, lose 31-30 to Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. And since then, it's been all downhill for Jacksonville.
They do love betting against the Chargers as small favorites. And when I say they, I mean the wise guys. This has been an angle for decades. When the team is a dog, wise guys love the Chargers. When they're a small favorite, they bet against. So when this number was 3 at a lot of places on Thursday, Friday, the 3 started to disappear. I see a couple 2.5s right now in Vegas, a couple 2.5s offshore. Those are bites on the apple on Jacksonville, which I know makes you cringe because you're not a Jacksonville guy. Neither am I, really. I'd like them in a teaser.
Well, but
a lot
I
of
was.
The threes, yeah.
Not anymore, though. For the year, just like I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Not anymore. So 3 at MGM, 3 at a couple other domestic books. Vegas books at 2.5. Pick your fighter, right? If you want the Chargers, lay the 2.5. If you want the Jags, take the 3. I'm inclined to look at Jacksonville in a teaser, +8.5.
It is official, by the way, as the actives and inactives are starting to come out, and we'll bring them to you in the next segment here. But just to get this one in, Brian Thomas Jr., inactive for the Jacksonville Jaguars, as expected per the overnight tweets from NFL insiders. No Brian Thomas Jr. today for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They couldn't get any pass rush on Davis Mills last week. I think Herbert's going to shred them. I do like 2.5 with the Chargers to lay the small price with LA on the road. Okay, to the afternoon slate, Sammy. Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall both back for the 49ers as they visit the Marvin Harrison Jr.-less Arizona Cardinals. He had an appendectomy earlier in the week. What do we got with San Fran at Arizona in the desert?
When we got the plus sign on Purdy that he was going to play, this got blasted through 3. So this was 2.5 before the Purdy news. Most sports books in the world, 3.5 now. I see a 4 offshore, but a lot of steady San Francisco money. Once Purdy got ruled in, and I still sort of don't believe it until I see it. I'm kidding, kind of. But, I mean, can you trust Kyle Shanahan? Kyle Shanahan and Lane Kiffin are very similar. You can't trust them until you see what's out there on the field. But the market does believe Purdy's in, and the market bet this through the 3 out to 3.5.
What do you want to do with this game, if anything?
I just want San Francisco to win. I got 10.5 over on season wins. Just get me to 11. That's all I need.
Would you? Because I like that that's how you put it. I don't know if San Francisco is going to win the game by margin, like win by like 6. I guess they could win by 4, win by 6, 7, 10. I do think the Niners are going to win this game, though. I like them as a money line parlay piece with the game that we'll get to in a little bit here. Is that something that could interest you, or you're invested already?
Yeah, I could do a Giants Niners money line parlay. No problem.
Oh man, yes, good luck to you, my friends. Good luck to you. Good luck to you with the Jameis part of that. All right. One of the best games of the day, one of the best games of the season, Sam, sees the Los Angeles Rams at 7-2 hosting the 7-2 Seattle Seahawks. You can make a case these are the best two teams in football right now. Where do we stand right now? What's been the movement this week, the Rams hosting Seattle?
It's been a fun couple days to watch this one. So there were 2.5s like Wednesday, Thursday. Those all got to 3 by the end of the week, Friday, Saturday. And now as we start our journey on Sunday morning, 3.5s at a lot of places in Vegas. So getting that off the 3, you knew the Rams support would come. I think a lot of people looking at Matthew Stafford, 25 tutties, 2 picks, people want to bet a guy like that, and people are going to. So the 2.5s are all gone. We're either 3 or 3.5. MGM has -3, -120, and the total really hasn't moved. 47.5 up to 48.5.
Are you surprised that we're almost at 3.5 here with the Rams?
I would lean to the Seahawks at 3.5, honestly. I would.
I laid 2.5 with the Rams on Monday. I think Femi did also. We talked about it on You Better You Bet on Monday, that number. And I love, like, I went on radio on Friday. You'll appreciate this. We get stupid tweets from people. Also get a lot of good tweets. But I went on a radio show, one of the radio shows I do on Friday. And I was like, hey, like, I bet the Rams earlier in the week, 2.5. And someone tweeted me like, oh, I bet you did, clown. And then I sent a tweet of, like, the line history. It's like, yeah, like, it was 2.5 for, like, 48 hours. There was an opportunity there to bet it. And I did. But I'm with you, man. At 3.5, I don't know if that's like a dumb thing to say, given I bet the Rams, but 3.5 feels like a bridge too far with this game. Rams do not have great home field. I think 3.5, if I had no position, I'd want to bet Seattle. I think I'm with you here.
3 is the most common landing number in the NFL. So, look, I know some guys who are just ARB guys. They're math guys. There are people that will lay 2.5 and take 3.5 and shoot that middle. It definitely happens.
Ooh. Maybe I don't think I will. Like, I always want to root for the Rams here. What are your expectations for Sam Darnold today in a game where the lights are going to be very bright? It's not gone well for him in the past.
It has not. That said, I see a 12-1 on him for MVP, and I've pondered it. Have not placed it. If they win this game, what's that price tomorrow?
If they win this game, he's the story going into tomorrow in the NFL.
Like, he's 4-1. 5-1 if they win. If.
Do you want to take the chance?
No. Nope.
No. All right. I wouldn't either. I think the Rams are going to win. I think Matthew Stafford will be the MVP favorite tomorrow, not Drake May. Take a quick break, and on the other side, all the actives and inactives for the early slate of games and what we think we know about the afternoon and Sunday night football, and we'll roll through the rest of the games on the card, including the Eagles and the Lions on Sunday night and the Chiefs and the Broncos from Denver.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.